If you want to vote in the election, you'll need to be on the electoral register. If you're not, you have until midnight. It only takes 3 minutes on checktheregister.ie. For many, especially those aged under 22, it's their first general election. Are they registered and will they vote? John Burke has been asking students in TUS Limerick.
No, not at the moment.
Do you plan on getting registered to vote?
I've been looking into it, but I feel I don't really know enough about the politics to cast a vote, so...
This general election and the issues that the parties are raising and that independents are raising, are they subjects that young people your age and your own peers are talking about?
Yeah, it would come up in conversation. It does depend if it affects us.
I'm studying pharmaceutical science and I am registered to vote. Yeah, I discuss it at home. I've been talking about it with my friends recently and I have noticed that a lot of people do talk about it, and it's something that has come up recently.
I am in second year of mechanical engineering in Tuse.
And are you registered to vote?
No, but I must register.
Do you know when the deadline is?
It's next week, this week sometime, isn't it?
Is it something that you've been discussing with your friends in terms of both registering and then the issues that might matter to you and your friends?
Not overly, no, because how many governments has the country been through and has anything changed in the last number of years? Not really. So does voting matter too much? I don't know.
We wouldn't be discussing that kind of stuff at all.
What are you talking about?
We'd be talking about nights out and things like that. They'd be more important to us, I suppose.
Yeah, I registered. What I find I'm talking about is that we don't know who to vote and we don't really know what everyone's kind of policies and things are. But the only thing that kind of does come up is the housing, that there just isn't enough housing. And like a lot of people I know have had to move back into their family homes because there just isn't any accommodation. And if there is, it's just too expensive.
That's students in TUS Limerick with John Burke. Art O'Leary is with us in our studio. He's chief executive of an commission, Toghcháin, Ireland's independent electoral commission. Art O'Leary, thank you for coming into us. Today's the deadline. The election was only called on Friday. Is that fair?
Well, the elections are tight and this is the price we pay for short election campaigns, you know. So we've been out and about encouraging people to vote for the last month or 6 weeks. So these are the final few days. But fortunately, it takes so little time to vote now, less than 3 minutes, as you indicated earlier. So check the register.ie while you're waiting for your kettle to boil for your cup of coffee this morning. Go and check the vote.
You need your PPS number, your air code, your date of birth and your address. That's it?
That's all. Yeah, it does take less than 3 minutes. So please do it today. We would hate to think that people couldn't vote at the end of the month because of this.
Who can't vote?
Well, the people who can vote, you have to be over 18, a citizen of Ireland and or the UK. You must be a resident in this country and you have to be on the electoral register. They're the only provisos now.
Is the register an accurate reflection of the amount of voters Ireland has?
Probably not, Gavin. I think this is a well-told story. You know, we speak about the register as if it's a single entity, but we actually have 31 separate registers and they don't talk to each other, unfortunately. But there's a plan underway to fix this in the couple of years, but it won't be done in time for the general election.
Are there many people on two registers? Are there many people on registers who aren't alive?
We don't know the answer to that question. We're doing some research on it at the moment, so hopefully before the end of the year we'll have a better indication in relation to the state of the register. But I think it's safe to say that there is work to be done.
And will it be made more accurate?
Yes, accuracy and completeness is one of the priorities of an Comisión Toghcháin. So in the coming years, we're hoping that we'll have a register that will be much more reflective of the voting population in this country.
Most people will vote in schools, which will close for the day. Why are we still voting in primary schools?
Yeah, this is a matter for obviously each returning officer in every constituency. We have 5,500 polling stations all around the country, and the selection of venues, it depends on location, access, and cost. There is no cost for using a state public building, and there will be for
anywhere
other
else we could use
well.
That wouldn't involve closing schools for the day.
Well, there are many other places. Again, cost is a feature here. All of the many schools are accessible now, and they are conveniently located in constituencies too. So, I mean, we have tried voting on Saturday. We did it for the last general election. Turnout dropped by 2%, you know, and 2% of a very large number is a huge number. So those 60,000 would-be voters would make a difference in every constituency. And Saturdays can be for working parents like Christmas Eve. You know, there's the GAA and swimming lessons and the big shop and all of these things to too. So there is no easy answer to this. So Friday it is, and that's what we have to work with.
Check the register.ie. It'll take you less than 3 minutes. Arthur Leary, Chief Executive of Uncommissioned Tower Con. Thank you very much for coming into us.